So from improving employee productivity with new compute solutions, new collaboration solutions, to enabling faster decision-making with advanced business analytics, across the board, we can use information technology to increase the velocity of the corporation.
Hello, and welcome to Inside IT from the IT professionals at Intel Corporation. I'm Paul Landcor, and in this podcast, a discussion with Intel Vice President and CIO Diane Bryant. Intel IT recently released its annual performance report, and it seemed like a good time to check in with the company's CIO, Diane Bryant. The IT industry is undergoing a transformation, and Intel is one of the leaders of that transformation. In the first part of a two-part conversation, I begin by asking Bryant to look back on the trends and factors that have impacted Intel over the past year.
So it certainly is an exciting time to be in IT, and 2011 was an exciting year for us in Intel IT. The growth of Intel's business, combined with the increasing pace of our business, drove a marked increase in the criticality of IT. Greater velocity from IT is the key to meeting the business expectations of Intel. And we see this in the shifting demands from our business partners, the things that they expect from us. They expect customization. They expect IT solutions that are tailored to meet the specific needs and their specific business processes. They expect on-demand solutions. They want instant expansion and availability of those IT services. And to be honest, they expect self-service of IT solutions. They want solutions that are intuitive, that are just easy to use. So fortunately, there is an abundance of technology innovation that is occurring from cloud to consumerization and many others and collaboration and more. And these innovations are going to directly address the demands that our business is putting on IT.
And I wonder if you could just get a little bit specific about that and talk about the key initiatives for Intel in the past year in 2011.
So in 2011, Intel IT, we continued to focus on three big multi-year initiatives, and those were cloud computing, IT consumerization and the adoption of consumerization, and enterprise security. And we made significant progress in 2011 across all these areas. In addition, halfway through the year, we added a fourth initiative, which was business intelligence.
One of the things you mentioned is velocity, and it sounds like that's a key theme for the IT organization. Can you please define that for us? Tell us if that's the case and why velocity is so important.
Yeah, velocity is key for our corporation as a whole. It's a theme for our business organizations as well as for IT. We all need to identify ways of delivering greater results in less time. Fortunately for us in IT, the answer often lies in information technology, deploying information technology solutions and services that accelerate the business as well as increase the efficiency of IT itself. So from improving employee productivity with new compute solutions, new collaboration solutions, to enabling faster decision-making with advanced business analytics, across the board, we can use information technology to increase the velocity of the corporation.
Now, let's talk a little bit specifically about each of those initiatives you mentioned earlier, and talk about the developments and deployment of Intel's private cloud, how that's affected the corporation, and what developments do you see coming up in the next year?
So first, our private cloud went live at the end of 2010, and we've had some tremendous successes since then in just that 1 year. 80% of our new business services are now delivered through our enterprise private cloud, and this is everything from infrastructure as a service to software as a service. Through self-service provisioning and automation, we can now deliver new services to Intel Corporation in less than an hour. If you compare that to historical, prior to our cloud deployment, it would take us, you know, up to 90 days to physically procure, deploy, and provision a new physical server. With virtualization that we deployed in 2009, it took that from 90 days down to 14 days, you know, to deploy a virtual server. But still, there was a lot of manual steps and a lot of approvals that were required to get to that state. At the end of 2010, then, we introduced automated self-service, and now virtually everything is being provisioned with self-service and automation, allowing us to deploy new services in less than an hour, on average, 45 minutes. The value proposition of cloud is truly compelling, which is what has driven us to invest and deploy our private cloud. In just the first year of production, we have benefited from $9 million in net savings with a $20 million projected return over the coming 4 years. And this is a combination of both CapEx savings as well as operational savings. On virtualization, we believe that we can get to 75 to 80% of all of our applications virtualized. This is in our office and enterprise space. When we exited 2011, we had 65% of those apps virtualized, and we have a clear plan to get to 75%. So moving forward, the next step in this journey is the creation of a hybrid cloud solution, being able to burst between our private cloud out into the public cloud as needed. So to achieve this vision, however, we're going to have to make significant advancements in industry standards and industry open solutions. Having those standards is going to simplify the design, the deployment, and the operation of hybrid cloud solutions, allowing folks like Intel IT to seamlessly move between the public and private, taking advantage of burst capability.
Let's talk about consumerization. Intel IT has been out in front in the adoption of consumerization. Can you give us a snapshot of where we are? And again, a peek ahead to where you think the mobile environment is headed. And I was wondering also if you could, in doing so, talk about the Compute Continuum program as well.
So consumerization of IT is basically the fact that employees, when they come to work, they want to have the same technology solutions, the same devices, the same applications that they have available to them in their personal lives. It's a fact that the technology development curve used to start inside of enterprise, and then technology would trickle down to the consumer. Today, the innovation is heavily in the consumer side, and then the employees are bringing those innovations into the enterprise. And within Intel IT, we want to embrace this trend. We want to leverage the employees' devices, solutions that allow them to be more productive when they are at work. Because, you know, frankly, the professional and personal worlds have blended, and we want to acknowledge and take advantage of that. So we started supporting employee-owned devices back in January of 2010, you know, starting with smartphones and tablets. In 2011, we expanded the Bring Your Own Device program, both growing the list of the devices that were allowed, as well as building out the applications and services that we could make available on these devices. And for the first time now, we have more personally owned handheld devices inside of the enterprise than we have corporate owned. So the employees have responded very positively to this program and will attest to the productivity gains that they've achieved. So our focus started with handheld devices, but we've expanded to support PCs. And with the introduction of the consumer-based Ultrabooks in the market late last year, we started a limited deployment inside of Intel and will expand that support in 2012. We're also piloting the capability for our offshore contract workers to bring their own devices inside of Intel. Today, we enable each of those contract workers with an Intel PC. We'd like to take advantage of the devices that their own corporations have given them and put the Intel load on them through a virtual container. One thing we have learned after the first year is that the device support is just the first step in supporting the consumerization of IT trend. It's not enough to simply push email and calendar onto these smartphone devices, but employees want access to the applications that they need in order to do their job and be productive. So 2011 was really a focus on the application availability, including we released various apps such as supporting the shuttle service, you know, booking conference rooms, auto dialing into audio bridges, you know, single-click dialing, instant messaging, and there's lots more that we plan to deploy in 2012. But this whole trend has forced us to think differently about our application development model. In 2011, we defined our new mobile application architecture, and we've deployed a platform for all of IT developers to use. This platform moves us away from writing device-specific applications to being able to implement new services that can be leveraged across any mobile device. And with the growth of personally owned devices, you know, they have a range of form factor, of operating system, browser, compute capacity, battery life. It's just a huge number of devices with a huge number of attributes. So we fundamentally need this platform to allow us to write once and deploy across all platforms. So the final step, the third step in support of consumerization of IT, is making the IT services and solutions easy. Easy, intuitive, always on, available. This is what employees expect. This is what they have in their personal lives, and they expect that same kind of ease of use when they come to work. Intel employees will very quickly tell me that it's just too darn hard, too darn difficult to use IT solutions. So easy, and the user experience is our focus in IT for 2012.
That's the end of part one of our conversation with Diane Bryant, Vice President and CIO of Intel Corporation. In part two of our conversation, we'll continue talking about the ongoing transformation of IT.
We aren't just keeping the network up and closing the books at the end of the quarter. We are enabling the business to grow, top-line value, and enabling the business to be more efficient, bottom-line value.
For more information, go to www.intel.com/IT. For Inside IT, I'm Paul Lancourt.